The annual statewide severe weather drill for Missouri was scheduled for today, March the 9th. But unfortunately, we've got a pretty strong storm system approaching the area, and we've got a chance for thunderstorms to be popping up across at least the western half of the state. And so whenever we have the threat of weather, even if it's not going to be necessarily severe, but thunderstorms, we don't really like to hold the drill because it really just confuses the issue. So we went ahead and canceled the drill for today. The hope is we're going to try to do it again Thursday around 1:30 p.m., but to be honest, the weather on Thursday doesn't look a whole lot better, so we will wait and have to make a decision probably on Wednesday to see if we will go ahead for Thursday or not.
Is this the time of year when chances for tornadoes start to happen?
Yes. The best, statistically speaking, the prime time for Missouri are the months of April, May, and June. However, we can have severe weather pop up in any month of the year as long as the conditions are there. In March, things start to change. They start transitioning from winter into spring. We start to get a little bit stronger. Storm systems come in, and they can spawn thunderstorms. So things can get started in March, but typically we see April, May, and June as being the busiest.
There is an actual defined date for the beginning and end of hurricane season. Do we have that for tornadoes?
No, we don't have a beginning date or anything like that for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes because, again, in the Midwest of the United States, if the conditions come together, they can happen at any time. We have had devastating tornadoes in Missouri in every month of the year and at virtually every hour. So it is something we really constantly need to be on guard for.
And what should folks be doing for this test drill or just in anticipation of the peak season sort of approaching? What do people need to do to be prepared in the event that one does hit somewhere?
The first thing I always recommend people do is make sure they have communication. Make sure they have a way to get the severe weather information. They need to have access to radio, television, the internet, something in which they can get the latest National Weather Service warnings so they then can figure out, hey, is there a storm heading my direction? Do I need to do something? Once they've got that taken care of, then they need to review their safety plans, no matter where they are, whether at home, at work, in a car. You've got to know ahead of time, what do I do if I'm threatened? Where is the safest place to go? What do I need to do? If you don't know that, and then you're faced with that, it's really too late. So you have to do a little planning in advance to know what you need to do.